The youth who, as he is a youth, can't be named, was not stood in the dock. He stood at the side of the dock, flanked by a police officer. He didn't speak during the hearing. A detective constable connected the youth to the charges and said that what had happened was the deceased and his brother had attended a house party where the youth was at, and there was a melee involving another 16-year-old. She also agreed that the defendant had cooperated fully with the police and that his defence was he was acting in self-defence. There was no bail application for the youth, but the officer was asked to outline the facts, and she says that at 26 minutes past 10 on Saturday night, police received a report that somebody had been stabbed in the throat. When they arrived, they found a male on the ground. Members of the public were trying to assist, and then the ambulance service arrived and the man was taken to Anthony Galvin Hospital. He was identified as Jared Quinn, a 24-year-old. A second male was also being treated for injuries, and this was identified as Michael Quinn, the deceased's brother. At 12:15, the defendant handed himself into the Strand Road barracks and was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. And then at 4:20, Mr. Quinn died and the defendant was rearrested on suspicion of murder. When the defendant was charged, he made no reply. Defence counsel for the youth, Mr. Paul Foster, he read a brief statement from the family saying that they were sending their condolences to the Quinn family. The district judge, Barney Michaelholm, said this was a tragedy for all concerned, and he sent the court's condolences to the Quinn family. The young man was then remanded in custody to appear again on June 7th.